So welcome to the part 2 of Shame and Insecurities. My name is Daniel. So if you just click on this episode and you haven't listened to part 1, I strongly suggest you listen to part 1 first and then come back and then listen to part 2. And if you are from part 1, welcome. And so in today's episode, I just give a quick overview what I will be speaking about in continuation of the last episode. So I will be speaking about like not taking social media literally, how being alone at times can be a good thing and how being single can be a good thing, and also like the things that we tend to do or the habits that we tend to do to feel or to compensate for our insecurity or to feel for insecurities. And also I will be speaking about tips regarding on how to face our insecurities. Anyway, so let's start with the first section. Don't take social media literally. Now, I come up with this idea because I feel like in social media, all I see is basically happy people doing happy, amazing things, right? That's what I see. And most of them are fit. Most of them are Caucasian. Most of them are quote unquote normal. But I believe like sometimes I realize like is this real life? You know, I kind of have a thought about that recently. I mean, like, I feel like I'm living two lives. One is my virtual lives, another one is my real lives. My virtual lives is mostly the time that I spend on my phone or any other social medias. Now, in regarding with virtual life or social media, I believe that it's not real. You know, it's just simply not real. It is what it is. Like, it's just not real. The reason I say that is because social media in its core is supposed to grab your attention. You know, it's like, now that I think about it, I think it's like, you know, when you're in conversation, you just tend to talk about the normal stuff, the daily stuff that is boring to listen to in a podcast. Like when you're listening to what you say to your friend or your parents, the everyday normal stuff, like you wouldn't want to listen to that in a podcast, or you wouldn't want to watch that in a video, right? I think like, but it still happens in real life, like the how are you or the weather talk or how's school going and everything like that. Like it still happens. We still talk about it, but we don't want to see it in a podcast, or we don't want to see it in a video or listen to it in a podcast. I think like social media is like the core of it is to grab our attention. So what it scraps out is the daily normal life. It's like taking grocery, doing groceries, or cleaning up, or taking a shower. Like it doesn't do that. It's mostly like things that stimulates us, like that grabs our attention so quickly. I think that's what social media purpose is. It's like talking to someone that always wants to get your attention. They keep like speaking about crazy stuff that you're just like, wow, you're taken, like you're interested in what they have to say, but also in the same time, you realize that this person is not authentically themselves, because we realize, you know, in real life, when people keep talking about like shocking stuff to get our attention, we don't feel that they're being genuine, because we know that life is not always exciting, you know. And for some reason, when we scroll up TikTok or YouTube videos, we don't process that the TikToker that we watch, it's just a normal human being. It's a normal person. You know, they need to do boring stuff. You know, they need to do their homework. They need to do paperwork, you know, behind their business. They need to do some meetings, planning. I think like in social media, like some of the influencers, they only show you like them going to a party, they buying new house, they renovating their house. They don't show you the boring stuff. And I think what makes life life is the boring stuff. like it's the man, what is the word I'm looking for? It's the mundane stuff, you know. That's what makes life life, you know. And I feel like social media take that out of, you know, take it out of it, of their contents. So that's one reason why we shouldn't look at the people that we look at as their literal life. It's not their literal life. Everyone needs boring stuff. However, people in social media, they just don't show it, right? Also, another reason is because it's because unpleasant stuff they don't show, right? In social media, it's like watching a Disney movie, you know. So like social media is like watching not even Disney movie, because Disney movie they have their conflict, but it's social media is like constantly eating sugar, you know what I mean? I think it's just like it's always sweet, it's always sugar coated. It's like being Christmas. Like people on social media, the content that they show, it's like every day is Christmas day, you know. They're getting packages, they're getting special treatment from other people, they're going somewhere exciting, they're always jolly and happy, you know what I mean? They're dancing, they're having fun. It's like it's always like a Christmas day for them, you know. Not only that excitement, but also like there's no conflict. You know, in book stories, conflict make the books interesting. But in social media, for some reason, we just disregard that conflicts, you know, in a person's life. Like even in their lifestyle videos that we watch or vlogs, we tend to watch all of the sugary content overall. Like it's like they're living a fantasy life, a Christmas day, everyday life type of life, you know. I'm not sure why we're so gravitate towards that. I think like for me, I like watching that content because there's no other alternative. I feel like if there is an alternative, someone speaking their truth or showing or taking that layers of a facade off from them, I would watch, you know. But there's not much alternative to it, you know. And I think in social media, like people want, influencers want to show how much fun they have, how much happiness they have, to make you feel like you, to make you feel envious of them, and to in order, and also in a sense that it makes you feel like you're less than them. If that makes sense. Now, as I said in the previous podcast episode, I know that social media can be a great source of entertainment, but this entertainment comes at a great cost. Let me tell you, that's why our depression rate is going up, anxiety rate going up. You know, it comes with a cost, and I think it should be a warning. Like every time we open the app, every time we scroll, there should be every warning that say, this is not what life looks like, because it ain't, it's not, you know, it's virtual life, it's not real life, it's virtual life, and we need to keep reminded by it. The third thing I don't want to take social media literally is because there is this gap. When you're watching someone, there is this gap. You know, there is this gap between them and you. You know, they're posting content and you're watching it. In a sense that there is this power. I feel like they're more powerful because they can... they can put what they want to put out online. They have the power to manipulate the way that you think. You know what I mean? Whether we know it or not, like, social media has the power to change the way that we think. It can be a good thing, like, in terms of Black Lives Matter, like, it's a good thing. However, when in terms of young girls watching these TikTok stars having skinny body, or young boys watching grown men having a muscular physique, they actually brainwash little people, like adolescents, to think that they should look like them. You know, it's a must to live the life that they live. They must look like them, you know. And it's like, hence that's why a lot of young girls and boys are insecure and are shameful, are anxious about themselves, you know, more than ever. And also, I hate the fact that it kind of like we don't have a sense of individuality. I feel like all lifestyle in social media are the same. At least most of them are the same lifestyle. I feel like social media doesn't encourage individual thinking. It doesn't pushes us to seek individuality. You know, it's just in a way that we're conforming to what beauty looks like. You know, I feel like people are getting surgery to look like the people on social media. You know, the only thing that are considered beautiful are the people on social media. So, yeah, it's not really good. You know, it's this delusion. That's why I never encourage people to take social media literally. Also, I think one of the things that I sometimes feel in this modern age, in my being 20s, is that being alone is not good, right? It's scientifically proven that, yes, being lonely can be more toxic than smoking 10 cigarettes a day. However, I think we need to respect ourselves enough to know that sometimes, most times, if you're an introvert, most times you just need the time alone. You know, if you're not feeling lonely, I read this quote. I listened to this audiobook by Matt Haig. Is that loneliness is just another way that we, another sense that we are feeling lost. And by being lonely, it's like we're feeling lost, and therefore we need to spend time more with ourselves and get to know ourselves better. It's a chance to get to know ourselves better. But I feel like being alone in this society is like you're being a loser, you know. Being an introvert is like being a loser. It's something wrong. That happens in high school. Trust me, like, it happens everywhere you go. Like, introverts are just not acceptable. They're strange, you know. But also, like, respect yourself enough, you know. Don't feel like, you know, I think we need to realize, like, for me at least, like, I felt ashamed when I want to be alone. However, I realized now that I don't have to think that it's not good for me to be alone. If I want to be alone, I can be alone, you know, truly and honestly. It's okay to be alone, right? It's not that you're isolating yourself all the time, but it's okay to not want to talk to other people. You're not being mean if you don't want to talk to other people. Also, like, being single, it's okay to be single. You don't have to be in a relationship, you know what I mean? Like, you don't have to do that. You don't have to do sex, you know, to be an adult. You don't have to have sex, you know. And it's okay. I think there's that nowadays, like, being a virgin, it's being looked up down upon or something, especially you're a male. And it's okay to be single. Like, it's something that one, if one want to be single, then one should respect themselves in making that decision. For so long, like before, I used to, you know, to do many things that doesn't align with my value to compensate with my insecurities, like getting into having relationship with people I don't want to be, or thinking about building a family and stuff like that. Like that, I realized, thank God that I realized now that I don't want that and I don't need to do that, you know. To feel like a whole person, me myself right now is a whole person. I don't have to be 100% rich, like a billionaire, to feel good in my own skin, to compensate over my insecurities. I myself is good enough right now, and I feel like we need to hear that right now. Like, me myself is good enough right now, and we don't have to do anything to be enough. We are enough, you know, and that's a good mindset to keep. But you know, a lot of people do a lot of to compensate their insecurities. They may motivate them to get money, to, you know, or to get a lot of to buy a lot of branded clothes, or, you know, it's okay if you want to do it, no judgment. But for me, like, we have to realize that we don't need to compensate our insecurities. We are good enough. Like, that's the message that I want to spread over. The next thing is that in terms of insecurity and shame, we feel that, right? And I cannot change what people think of me. I cannot change what the world values. That's out of my control. That's absolutely out of my control, you know. And I think, like, when you're feeling ashamed or insecure, or when people treated you, when people make you feel that you, when social media or the internet is telling that you should feel ashamed about yourself, the best thing to do is not trying to change other people, but it's trying to change what you think. It's whether or to think you're, to devalue the thing that you're insecure about. What I mean by that is that on my last episode I was speaking about that, it's just that, like, when you're insecure about, like, having a buff, you having a skinny body, you know, and you want to look buff, like, you can lessen that priorities, that need to feel, to look like Hulk, you know, to look like all of the gym bros that you see on social media. Like, you can lessen that need to do to become like that by just saying, like, it's just a body, you know, it's just a body. At the end of the day, we all have the essential element, and our bodies are not objects, and they're just a body. Or if you're insecure about your wealth, it's just money, you know, money is not a big thing. You know, you just put just in, like, it's just a blank blank blank, you know. Anyway, so I just want to, yeah, I just feel like I need to share this, what I thought today, and I hope you guys can find this helpful in some way, and I hope you guys can take it away through your day. And yeah, I'll see you guys next time. Bye.